more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price on 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS, where we're streaming live. Joining me now on the phone, Robert Baldori of Robert Baldori & Associates, an attorney in Okemos, well-known in the area, certainly. He's been at the forefront of the movement to decriminalize controlled substances since the 80s. Good evening, Robert. Can I call you Bob?
Sure.
Very good. Thanks so much. You are a member of the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, and you specialize in a couple areas of law, and one of those is drug forfeiture and search and seizure law. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've done a lot of that work over the years.
Very good. What prompted my call to you this morning, Bob, was the article in the paper about now-retired Judge James Gidding refusing to dismiss drug charges against a 61-year-old man who was accused of illegally dealing medical marijuana. Without talking the specifics of the case, because you aren't representing them, what came to mind when you read about this, the confusion over the law? It seems like there's confusion over the law.
Well, yeah, the law is complicated and covers a lot of ground, and there's confusion in many areas. And I'm not sure. All I know is what I've seen in the papers about that specific case. I didn't even know Judge Gidding's had it, or specifically his reasoning for not dismissing it. Maybe you could help me out on that, or do you know?
Well, just the article in the paper that I have in front of me here, it said that Judge Giddings was quoted as saying that it appeared to have gone well. Mr. Daggett's activities appear to have gone well beyond acting for himself, and that Daggett wouldn't be considered a caregiver in this case. Charged with two counts of possession with intent to deliver between 11 and 99 pounds and growing 20 or more plants. And the specifics, of course, are of concern. It just is the law as confusing as it seems to people like me.
Well, there's several issues there, and you can't even focus in on them from what you get out of the newspaper. For example, I think Judge Gidding's ruling was related to whether one caregiver can distribute to more than the five. Under the law, a caregiver is allowed to have five patients. And some people have the theory that they can act as a dispensary and distribute as a caregiver to anybody who has a license. And the law is silent on that, but doesn't specifically say you can do that. And I think that, again, I haven't seen in writing what Judge Gidding's ruled, but I think that it was something along those lines, that a defense that Mr. Daggett or whoever it was, if they're claiming that they had the right to distribute to more than their five caregivers, that wouldn't hold up as an affirmative defense.
I guess my question is also, it appears in different articles I've read about this, that the folks who are doing the dispensing, are they confused as well? Because things seem to be kind of changing with this, and different ordinances are going into effect and regulations.
Well, there's a viable argument out there, but it hasn't been adjudicated. And that's the question. In fact, I asked that question to several prosecutors: is marijuana fungible? Is someone who's a legitimate caregiver going to be permitted to give to supply anyone who is a patient with a permit? And that is not clear in the law. I think that's something the legislature or someone else or judges have to decide.
How do you feel the police and law enforcement are handling the enforcement of the current law that's on the books?
Well, there's a wide range. Some of them, I have a lot of clients where the police have behaved, in my opinion, overzealously. I know of many cases where they've gone in and just busted people and taken all their growing equipment and everything they were doing, only to give it back to them 3 months later and not charge them with anything. And that's still going on. I have clients that were busted a week ago, and all their paperwork, everything appears to be in order. I don't have the police report and everything. And I don't think they're going to be charged, but they're going to have to start all over, because once your plants are removed, they don't survive, and then you got the issue of the equipment set up. And you still have the issue that, even though it's legal under Michigan law, what happened in this case, the Michigan authorities did not bust them. They just kept them there and called the DEA, and eventually, hours later, the DEA came in and busted them. Under federal law, everything they're doing is still illegal.
Well, yeah, and that's where it gets, you know, to you as an attorney, it may be clear, but to some of us, it's kind of muddy still.
Well, there's supposed to be a policy. I haven't seen it in writing, but I think the feds have a policy that says that as long as you're in compliance with state law, they're not going to bust you. But I certainly wouldn't guarantee that to anybody.
Is more regulation the answer, do you think?
Well, I think, yeah, that would be helpful. And there are other states that are sort of pioneering that, like Colorado and Rhode Island. And some judicial opinions on some of these areas would also be very helpful.
Do people have reason to be concerned, in your view, about marijuana dispensaries opening up in their neighborhoods? Because you hear that bandied about, that thought.
Well, about 30 years ago, the Michigan Supreme Court decided unanimously that marijuana was less harmful than alcohol or tobacco. And people aren't, I think whatever concerns you have about a store dispensing alcohol or tobacco, you have, they're legitimate for marijuana. But beyond that, they aren't. I mean, it's less harmful than those two. So that type of model or regulation should probably be what is implemented.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, there's one talked about, and we only have about a minute left, working through the system through Meridian Township to be open 24 hours. Is that unreasonable?
I'm sorry, what's the question again?
There's talk about one kind of near the middle school in Okemos and Okemos Road. It's going through the process in Meridian Township right now with some zoning and so forth as a dispensary that would be open 24 hours. I just wondered if you thought that was unreasonable.
The first time I've heard of that. Reasonable. I don't. I think there should be reasonable limits and when they're open, just like a liquor store or a drug store or anything else.
There you go. Well, I will. I'll send you the information I have on that. I'd love to be able to talk to you about this again.
I'm available.
Very good. Thank you so much, Bob. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Robert Baldoria, Okemos attorney, and we'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after these messages.